Thank you, band, as always. Wonderful. I know Michael would be proud. Good job. We're continuing our look at beauty during this month. And last week I shared with you pretty much the foundation or the basis of beauty. And today I want you to think with me about the beauty of thought. Begin with a passage of Scripture from Philippians chapter 4. Finally, brethren, whatsoever things are true, whatsoever things are honest, whatsoever things are just, whatsoever things are pure, whatsoever things are lovely, whatsoever things are of good report, if there be any virtue and if there be any praise, think on these things. As I mentioned to you last week, beauty for most of the ancient thinkers was a two-part form. There was the external material world where things of beauty exist, and then there was that spiritual inner world where the ideas and the possibilities exist. And being able to bring those two together, being able to be deliberate about that interplay that's there, has been a key to understanding and experiencing beauty down through the millennia, actually. Now, in this passage of Scripture I read a moment ago, as I was reading that, there were three things that jumped out at me that kind of inform our understanding of beauty. The first one is intention. In that passage of Scripture, it tells us to think about these things, that there is an intention here. It's not just thinking about whatever comes along. It's a matter of being the intention of thinking about beautiful things. And that makes a very big difference when we start out in understanding our thinking process, is to decide where our thoughts are going to point, where they're going to be engaged, and where they're going to arrive. So our intention of thinking about beauty starts that process, and it shapes and it guides us along the way. So being deliberate about our thinking, having an intention about beauty is important. Now, the second thing that comes out in that passage is a matter, the encouragement to be focused. The passage didn't just say, think whatever you want, think whenever you want. It was very specific. It said, the things that are true, the things that are honest, the things that are just and pure and lovely, those things of good report and virtue and praise, these are the things to think about. So it is important that we exercise our ability to choose what is it that we're going to think about, to focus our attention on things that support beauty. And if we go through that list, we can see we could take each one of those and develop a whole class around them. But to see where we're pointed, true, the things that are honest, the just, the pure, lovely, good report, virtue, any praise, all of those things point us toward the goodness of beauty that is both outside of us and that is inside of us. We look at further in that Scripture, and we find it also indicates, or did to me anyway, intensity. You know, one of the things that supports thought is intensity. One of the things that builds things from thought is intensity. And you get a sense of almost urgency in that passage, this repetition of talking about true and honest and just, this whole list of things indicates an intensity that we are to focus on here. And later on in that same fourth chapter of Philippians, we find those things which ye have both learned and received and heard and seen in me, do, and the God of peace shall be with you. It's almost like that modern phrase of just do it. We're given this indication, this encouragement to do these things, these specific things, because the more energy that we pour into something, the more likely it is to manifest. And that's a very common understanding now in the realm of psychology, is that those thoughts that we dwell on are the thoughts that tend to manifest. Someone said one time that we are the compilation of the things that we think. So if you think about negativity all day long, that's the kind of thing that comes up for you. If you think about goodness all the time, if you think about beauty all the time, then that's what will show up for you. So the intensity around our thinking is very important. So we make sure that we have our intention square about where we're headed with our thinking. We make sure that we are focused on the things that are true and beautiful and powerful. And then we make sure that there's intensity there too. We don't think a thought just one time, and when nothing happens, we abandon it. We think that thought over and over again. And especially as we are using our thought around beauty, it becomes a pleasure, it becomes a joy, and it becomes easy to think those thoughts over and over again because they bring that sense of pleasure and satisfaction to us. And we feel those things so very strongly. And our belief that there is beauty in the world and in us adds to that intensity. If that is where I'm coming from, and that I'm dealing with something that is true, not something that is halfway true, I'm dealing with something that is true, not something that I wish is true, we take it, the truth present in beauty, and we repeat it over and over and over again. And that adds strength to what we believe and what we know. Now, when we do this process, as we're encouraged here, the things that you've received and heard and seen, do these things. There are two possible things that come up for us after we hold our intention, we hold our focus, and we hold our intensity. One of the things that happens is that our perception of beauty in the world deepens. It becomes easier. It's just like practice. The things that you practice more and more are the things that become easier and easier for you, and the things in which you become more skilled. And so it is with thinking about beauty, is that we are able to perceive them deeper. We begin to be able to see beauty in places we didn't see it before. We begin to experience beauty in ways that we didn't experience before. So we look at the world and we see what is there. And as we do our spiritual work, as we do our thought around beauty, that experience becomes deeper and more powerful, more meaningful, more transformative than ever before. The second thing that happens is that we create things. Not only do we feel beauty, we see beauty, but we begin to create beauty. And that comes when we focus our attention on what is true. Ecclesiastes 3 tells us, to every thought there is a season. And this is a bit of a paraphrase. To every thought there is a season, and every time to every purpose under heaven, every thought has been made beautiful in spirit's time. So this thought that we have cultivated so much allows us to be creative in the realm of beauty. I have this dream, this longing, to write a poem that is so poignant and so powerful that universally, whoever read it would be brought to tears and to say, this is beautiful. I long to create something like that, that movement from inside to outside. I long to write things that people can read, stories, even novels maybe even, but write things that move people's souls and that they can look at that and say, this is beautiful. I want to be able to write some music that someone hears and is moved by it and say, that's beautiful. So there is this process of creativity that comes out of thinking about beauty and holding beauty within us. And I trust that you too have those feelings, that anticipation of manifesting that which is beautiful. We don't just have to look in the world and find beauty out there somewhere that someone else has created. And we see a lot of that. We see things in the world that we would call beautiful that other people have created, and we honor that, and we bless that, and we celebrate that. But we also can anticipate creating that beauty on our own as well. And I think all of us have things within us that are longing, pressing to be expressed in some way or another. It may be in a relationship. Some of you may be very gregarious, very extroverted, and you like to build relationships. And as you use your thinking ability around beauty, you begin to create beautiful relationships. Those relationships that nurture yourself and others. Those relationships that are pleasing to yourself and to others. There's so many ways that we can allow this thought of beauty to move through us and to manifest in our world, to change our world, to affect our world. And that's our role. That's our destiny. That's our possibility to do that. Every thought has been made beautiful in spirit's time. And another thing that happens as we're going through this process and as we're experiencing thinking about beauty is that it becomes easier and easier. It becomes more and more natural as we go along. In the beginning, it's important that we hold that intention of saying, I am going to think about beauty. There's a definition that I got from Charles Fillmore about thinking that says this: Thinking is the formulating process of mind. It is a faculty of the ego, the omnipotent I am of each of us. The thinking faculty is the inlet and outlet of all your ideas. It is active, zealous, impulsive, but not always wise. It is nature to think and think it will. Its nature is to think and think it will. If you are ignorant of your office and stand meekly by and let it think unsifted thoughts, your thinking faculty will prove an unruly servant. So as we understand that process, that thinking, our thinking process needs to be guided, but we know that within us is the presence of spirit, within us is the presence of beauty, then we can allow that to guide our thinking process instead of it going on by itself or being guided by something in the external. So this paints a wonderful picture for us. It paints a powerful picture for us. Because we have the power, we have the authority to think as we choose to and to guide our thinking, to direct our thinking in the right direction. We also have within us that knowing of what truth is, knowing what beauty is, and trusting that within us. And the more we grow, the more evident that becomes, the more powerful it becomes, the more obvious it becomes, both to ourselves and to other people as well. So we can see ourselves moving along this road, this path of beauty, learning more and more, experiencing more and more, expressing more and more, creating more and more for us, for our world, and for those around us. And this is in all of us. One of the wonderful things about the spiritual life, the spiritual walk, is all the great things that we come to understand about ourselves, we can look at others and say the same is true about you. As I honor and I celebrate this experience of beauty within myself, I know that's happening in other people as well. And that brings us together. It draws us together. It's important that we're able to be together like that, especially in the times in which we're living now with all the challenges that we have in our culture around us. It's even more important than ever that we find that place to be together, that we find those things that draw us together, those thoughts that draw us together, and beauty is one of those things that can draw us together in a powerful, powerful way. We can experience those in solitary, or we can experience it with others, and it grows as we share in that way. So I challenge you this week as we continue in thinking about beauty to allow this to be in the front of your mind. And as you go out into the world, as you do what you do, and even if you're quarantined at home and don't get to go out anywhere, we can still come back to thinking the things that are appropriate. So hear this once again. Finally, brethren, whatsoever things are true, whatsoever things are honest, whatsoever things are just, whatsoever things are pure, whatsoever things are lovely, whatsoever things are of good report, if there be any virtue, if there be any praise, think on these things. I want to invite you to be still with me for just a moment and allow these words, these ideas, these pictures to soak within your soul. And allow that truth that resonates within you to propel you forward. Allow that truth that resonates within you to draw you deeper within yourself. And allow that truth that knows it can perceive beauty in the world, see beauty everywhere we look. And taking that power of growth, that strength of spirit within us, we can also create in our world that which is beautiful. So knowing that, allow the joy of that knowing to move within you. Allow that celebration of what beauty can mean for us, what truth means for us, what thinking means for us. And allow that to create an incredible experience of living in this coming week. God bless you, my friends.
And as we think about the beauty that is ours and the daily word today of prosperity being that sense of thinking and appreciating the simple blessings, each and every one of us has something that we can reflect on to feel a sense of beauty today. We reflect on the fact that so many of you continue to send in your donations, your tithing checks, and value what we do here at Unity of Pompano Beach. So we thank you for that. If you're on Facebook, our Facebook page is Unity of Pompano Spiritual Center. If you are there, go to our website, unitypompanobeach.org, and you'll see our donate button, and we would appreciate your giving today. And we thank you for the many ways you can give. You can even mail in a check. You can use your ACH and bill pay faculties through your bank. So find a way to give beauty, to give generously, to give of yourself. And we appreciate the financial giving that you do here. So let's bless your gifts today. And I thought with the Good is Mine blessing that we've been using for a very long time here, let's think about good in the form of beauty as we bless our gifts together. With a grateful heart, we acknowledge God as source of all that is. Today, we let go of any concern of lack, and we allow good in the form of beauty to unfold in our lives. Beauty is ours. Beauty and more beauty is ours. An ever-increasing beauty is ours. Everywhere we go, we see this beauty. We feel it. We experience it, we freely give it, and it multiplies itself around us. And so it is. Amen.